Texas could flip. Powell sounds the alarm, and the Iran talks harden. Rubio's revised Israel-Lebanon ceasefire proposal, which he will present at Tuesday's emergency talks, is described by sources as significantly more comprehensive than previous efforts, incorporating new monitoring mechanisms and economic incentives for compliance. The fundamental obstacle remains that both parties have already demonstrated willingness to abandon agreements, a reality that makes any future deal inherently fragile. Domestic political constraints compound the diplomatic difficulty. Netanyahu faces coalition pressure from partners who view any ceasefire as capitulation, while Rubio must navigate a Republican base broadly supportive of aggressive Israeli military action. On the Iran file, Trump's decision to return Tehran's latest peace draft with tougher conditions reflects not only negotiating strategy, but also the reality that any deal faces deep skepticism in Congress. Iran's insistence on ironclad guarantees partly reflects awareness that American political transitions can wholly reverse diplomatic agreements. Reports that officials were warned after a lawmaker publicly questioned Supreme Leader Khamenei's legitimacy, and that a former Revolutionary Guard commander claims to have warned about a plot against Khamenei, suggest internal pressures that could further reduce Tehran's flexibility. In domestic politics, Tuesday's primaries across six states carry potentially significant consequences for Senate control. The most closely watched contest is in Texas, where Ken Paxton's surprise primary victory over incumbent Senator John Cornyn has transformed the general election landscape. Democrats are pointing to new polling showing State Representative James Talarico narrowly leading Paxton as evidence that the seat, long considered safely Republican, is now genuinely competitive. A Democratic pickup in Texas could, depending on outcomes elsewhere, determine which party controls the chamber and with it influence over judicial confirmations and treaty ratification, including any eventual Iran agreement. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell added a domestic institutional dimension by delivering unusually direct warnings about central bank politicization during his JFK award address. Powell cautioned that political interference risks eroding public trust in monetary policy, a concern analysts described as a response to specific and concrete pressures rather than an abstract academic observation. Separately, an investigation into burned ballots and vandalism in Los Angeles County ahead of primary elections, while apparently isolated criminal activity, illustrated how election integrity concerns can independently undermine Democratic confidence.